Are you considering taking the PAP exam and thinking about cramming? Studying all of this material in just 2 weeks. Stop. Wait a minute. That ain't gonna work. And I did use ain't, because it ain't gonna work because you're discovering, or I should say, you are putting together quick fix approach, not only that is unrealistic, but also harmful to the success of your career. In today's episode, you're going to learn some proven strategies and my argument for why I really truly believe that trying to take the PMP exam in two weeks is not realistic. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Normally, I have an 8-point framework, but today this is very special to me because I was, if you mind if I share a story with you, family. I was doing some homework where I was looking at different videos about, PMP and how people were passing the PMP. And I started, something started coming in my feed where people were passing the PMP in 2 weeks. And I was like, wow. So I'm listening because I'm curious of how they done that. Now, let's park here real quick parenthetically and look at and unpack that. Is it possible that someone could pass the PMP in 2 weeks? It is possible. And reason why I say it's possible because of the fact that maybe they have a decade of experience or more. Maybe they've taken the exam. I mean, not taken the exam, but maybe they've studied and then stopped, studied and then stopped. There's so many variables there, but for people that have never even that have never taken any type of exams with regards to the PMP and any study materials, and they're just picking up the materials for the first time, and you're telling me they passed it in 2 weeks? So we're gonna have a debate here of how I truly feel is unrealistic. There are some cases out there that have done that, but I don't want you to follow that path, because if you're following me, you know we're very transparent here. You know we want to make sure and ensure we set you up for success and not for failure. So let's unpack this real quick and see if it's even possible to actually get this done. Now, first things first, this exam is a very comprehensive exam. There's three pieces I want to unpack. First of all, there's a wide range of topics, and trying to cram for any test, we all know whenever you try to cram, sometimes you have success, but for an exam like this, I really challenge you to say, I really don't know if it's really possible. And the third and final thing is, there you have 4 hours to complete 180 multiple choice questions. 175 of those questions are what are actually scored against you. The other five are not scored against you. So when I break that down for you, family, you're going to say, oh, wait a minute, you may want to rethink that. But wait here, I always want to be fair. For those that believe they can take it in 2 weeks, I wish you good luck on that, but this is probably not an episode for you. This is for the people that are really serious about their career. This is for the people that really genuinely care about those three letters, the PMP, because I really put in a lot of work. My peers put in a lot of work, and so we feel some kind of way. Yeah, we're in our feelings. So let's go ahead and look at the next one. So let's first unpack the PMP eligibility requirements. As you guys are aware, there's three pieces here of how you can break that down from an educational background and experience. First of all, either you can have a secondary degree, and for your project management experience, you would have to have 5 years or 60 months. So basically, what I'm saying here is you have a high school diploma, associate degree. However, the biggest thing, if you have those components, you need 5 years or basically 60 months of experience. The other piece that could qualify you is a four-year degree. We're talking about a bachelor degree or something that's a globally equivalent. And then from the project management experience, a minimum of 3 years, which is equivalent to actually 36 months. Again, the key word here, though, I want you guys to pay attention to is unique and non-overlapping professional project management experience. That is key. Here's the last and final one here, family. Is a bachelor or postgraduate degree from a accredited program. or a basically like a master's. And then for project management experience, a minimum of 2 years or 24 months. And again, I want to point out to you the unique non-overlapping professional project management experience. Now, let's unpack another piece here, which to me, we're going to have to park here. We're going to take a quick break. 35 contact hours. What are 35 contact hours? These are professional hours that are required, that formal project management and education that is required in order to basically take the exam. Now, if you hold a CAPM certification, then this particular requirement for you is waived. So I did my homework. And when I was doing my homework came back and it shocked me because I was like, again, 2 weeks, how could you do this in 2 weeks? So I went on Udemy. Udemy is a platform that is an educational platform with all the different types of courses from project, from business to you name it, it's there. So I pulled four people. The last person I'm going to save because maybe I'm a little biased, but I'm going to save him for last. So the first one is Joseph Phillips. Joseph Phillips, if you go to his course, it is 32 sections, 380 lectures, 29 hours and 54 minutes of time. Now, I got a question for you. I'm the student in the class. I have a question. How, if you work a full-time job, most people that are going after their PMP, they have a full-time job. Some people don't, you know, but let's say the majority does. How can you get through 29 hours, or I should say 380 lectures within the allotted time, which you said within 2 weeks? I'll wait. That was a question for you. I'll wait. But you can't, because if you're working full time, you're working 8 to 9 hours. Let's say you got to commute home and then you come home and study. I hope that you plan on eating. I hope that you plan on if you have a family, whatever that is, etc. The point I'm trying to make, that is a lot of material to get through within 2 weeks. Then there was another gentleman named Sarbri, and I may be saying his name. His was 242 lectures with 18 hours and 36 minutes. Again, maybe I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I still want to know how you're going to be able to complete this in 2 weeks. The third guy is, his was 470 lectures, 39 hours and 17 minutes. Come on now. 2 weeks? We still saying 2 weeks. Okay, maybe this, I haven't won the debate yet. I'm going to keep going. The last and final one is my friend, my buddy, my mentor, and my coach. His course is 43 hours and 26 minutes with 66 lectures. Now, again, unless you just have made 100%, like you're all in, like you don't do anything else except study for the PMP, you don't go nowhere, you don't do anything, maybe it's possible. Maybe it's possible, but again, I don't know. That's a challenge. That is truly a challenge. So let's look at the cost of this certification. Why are we looking at the cost? Why does this even matter? Well, the costs matter because I'm just not only talking about the financial costs. I'm also talking about the cost that's going to be required for you to make that commitment, the time. Time and the monetary cost is going to be important. But today, I'm going to be easy on you guys. I'm just going to unpack the actual cost. I went into the cost when I should have been going into the content outline. Let's go into the content outline. So the content outline, basically, there's three pieces. The domains are people, processes, and business environment. Now, people is 42%, the process is 50%, and then business environment is 8%. What we're going to do is we're going to look at each one of these from a high level, each domain from a very high level, and see what that looks like, because I know people can do this within 2 weeks. So again, we're looking at the people piece. There are 14 tasks. Now, if you've ever, since you've taken the PMP and passed it in 2 weeks, you probably looked at the exam count, the PMP content outline that's on PMI.org. In there is tasks. I just put one example of the task, managing conflict. There's three pieces there. Again, I'm not the fastest crayon in the crayon box, but I still don't think how you can get that done in 2 weeks. Just that alone may take you a day or two just to unpack, because you want to go through things, because it's different. See, there's a difference when you're working your real life job, meaning on the job, and then actually using the terminology or the ideology from the PMBOK guy is very important. You need to understand there may be a difference, because at your job, you may use different terminology to talk about something, but according to the PMBOK, this is how you should be talking about the information that's going to be on the test. So you have to learn the test, but again, not the fastest guy, so maybe it took you 2 weeks. Let's look at the other piece here. The other piece is process. Now, this is 50% of your exam. There's 17 tasks. And again, I left you an example for you to unpack, because I don't want you to fall to the trap where you can actually knock this out in 2 weeks. And you're like, ED, will you just stop and keep talking about this 2 weeks? No, I won't stop, because it's important. I don't want you guys to get put in a place. I remember when we had a conversation about this a year ago with my mentor and coach, and I said, you know, I want me a 6-pack abs and in 5 minutes. And so I got the thing in 5 minutes. My abs did not get any better. They were still the same way they were 5 minutes ago. So if people are selling you this of you can pass the exam in 2 weeks, I really want to understand what your background is, what you've done so far with regards to studying this far, because it's going to be important. Matter of fact, it's going to be imperative that you understand the cost that's required to do that. There's a lot of commitment to this. And I would hope that you would want to be committed to your career, not just interested. You know, so many people like to, you know, when it's hot outside, let's say they want to go swimming, you have people that they're stick their big toe in the pool or in the lake or in the ocean. But the people that just say, hey, let's just get this over with, they'll put their whole body in there so they can ensure that they can get this over with really fast and in a hurry. So why am I using that analogy? What I'm saying is there's a difference between commitment and interest. And those people that get it in 2 weeks, I truly believe, and this is my opinion, I'm entitled to that. And I know it comes with this. It comes trolls. It comes people that want to debunk me, but I'll accept all intelligent debates. I truly believe that those that are committed, they would want to take the time to understand the material so they can take that knowledge, watch this family, and apply it to their job or their career that they're in currently. All right, let's move on to the last and final item here. The business environment. Business environment, it has four tasks. And again, from a high level, I put a high level task up there, plan and manage project compliance. Now, again, there's so many, look at these bullet points. Can you see how many that is? How long would that take for you to comprehend and understand if you're not doing this on a day-to-day at your job? Maybe you had no certain pieces of this, but now you're having to handle everything there. Let's move on to the next piece here. The PMP costs, what we were trying to talk about earlier, but you know, again, somebody that got their PMP exam in 2 weeks is the one that made these slides. I'm sorry, I just had to kid. I kid. The exam fee for this, if you're a member, is $425. If you are a non-member, $595. Okay, let's have some fun with this. Let's say you go and take the exam, right? And you don't pass. Okay, that's $425. So you go again in 2 more weeks and you don't pass. That's another $425. If you go again and you don't pass, do you get where I'm going with this? So let's break that down so we can look at it even better. So the PMP exam format, as I stated earlier, there's 175 questions. Well, there's 180. 175 of those are required to be that are scored for you. Now, those five are really they're just testing certain material out. But watch this, family. You have one minute and 33 seconds or a minute and 20 seconds to answer each question. I don't know about you, but I would rather be overprepared and have everything in place and feel confident and have the self-confidence to be able to answer these questions as soon as possible. Also, you get three breaks. So what that breaks down to is basically for every 60 questions that you answer, you get a 10-minute break, which is important because of the fact that you want to, if you're somebody that don't want to sit there the whole test. But this is the key thing here. Once you hit that, once you hit break, you cannot go back and make some changes, make any adjustments or anything. So again, the biggest thing I want to point out here is this piece, 1 minute and 20 seconds. That's all you have per questions. Okay. Anyway, family, I'm going to go ahead and really talk about one more thing. And I talked about it very briefly. You do have three times to take this exam. But after the third time, after you did not pass, you have to sit out for a year. And I love that, because what it does, it does truly uphold the exam security, and it does reduce overexposure for examination questions. So again, just to echo that again, you have 1 year, you have to sit out 1 year if you do not pass that exam after three attempts. So again, will you want to take that exam within 2 weeks? Hey, listen, let me unpack this for you. I got four closing remarks. First closing remark, professional reputation. If you're rushing to take the PAP exam within 2 weeks, you are really, again, my opinion, damaging the professional reputation and credibility of the exam, the integrity of the exam. This is why I'm so passionate about it, is because of the fact there are so many people that really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. Point number two, long-term retention. We call this AKA, or also known as, the paper PMP. The paper PMP is that person that sits and takes the exam, and then that's it. The only thing they're trying to do is get their 60 PDUs, which is professional development units, so they can move on to the next thing. Or they got the PMP so they can get the next job or the next promotion, but they weren't in it for the long term. They were only in it for the short term. So it's one of those things where I definitely get frustrated when people attack the 2 week piece of things, because it's frustrating that to know people are not engaged that much. The last 2 points I want to, and then I'll close out, is comprehensive exam content. There's so much information in here, family, that I've shared with you that is important. And again, I'm going to use this again, imperative that you pay attention, that you cannot memorize this. Now with the CAPM, you can memorize it. The PMP is situational. So you have to really understand your content. The last and final thing is professional ethics and integrity. I love that PMP does this. I love that they take this serious. I love they don't play. As my grandma would say, boy, I didn't come to play. I came to win. So I say all that to say, family, it's important that you don't get caught up in this 2 week run believing that you can do it in 2 weeks. There are special cases out there, but why be a special case when you're in this for a commitment and not an interest? Well, family, I really truly hope you enjoy today's episode. I go by the name of ED. If you want this particular PowerPoint presentation, I would be more than gladly to drop it in the comments for you. For those that stay behind and watch with it, I really appreciate it, because it really takes a lot to put things together. I have to go do research, because I get really excited and frustrated. And if I don't have research and things to back it up, it just sounds like I'm just shouting and complaining. But today I showed you, I unpacked that in a way you can understand it. So thank you so much. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And I'm gone.